What's happening, guys? I have so much shit to cover today. See, I always say that they're going to be short ones, but they end up being long. So I was going to say this one might be a long one, but then it'll end up being short. I don't even know where to start. How about this? We'll start with the, I told you guys I was going to do these Yahoo answers. Like the most fucked up Yahoo answers. So I Googled, do midgets have night vision? We're going to start this one hot. All right, so I Googled, do midgets have night vision? The first answer says, yeah, they do. It's a genetic advantage to make up for their lack of height when hunting in open fields. ... It's lethal. Hey, hunting in open fields? And by the way, lack of height in an open field, wouldn't that be an advantage? So they're hidden in the grass? So they had two advantages. Anyway, these answers get better as there's three of them. And that's the first one. The second one was actually a story that this guy told about a summer camp that he was at. And they went on a nighttime scavenger hunt. And he said the midgets ran around as if it was daytime. He said like he has like all these midget friends. Look, I know it's little people you're supposed to say, but I can't be politically correct on every podcast. So we're going with midget on this one. I apologize if I offend you. I don't have any midget listeners though, so whatever. The last sentence, this is actually, I quoted this one. Our cabin won because of my midget friends who could easily find the objects hidden through the maze. It was spectacular. Look, the only thing that I can picture when I read that one about the guy at camp, our cabin won because of my midget friends who could easily find the objects hidden throughout the maze. It was spectacular. All I can picture, dude, is like a ton of midgets just running around this fucking maze. And every one of them is laughing, and it's nighttime. Can you guys picture this with me? Close your eyes. Picture like a grassy field. Now picture the grass moving as if somebody's running through it, and you just hear laughing like, ha. Dude. Like, they're laughing at the tall kids, too. That would be fucking great if they're laughing at them because they can't see at night, just, like, pranking them and shit. Anyway, the last is the best. Here you go. Actually, it has been historically proven that this is a fact. In the midget/elf wars of 991 BC, midgets used their superior vision to lead the nighttime archer attacks and take out hordes of elves each night. Unfortunately, these tactics led to the extinction of the elves, and that is the reason that midgets are the only tiny humanoids alive today. Private contractors for the U.S. military are now trying to deploy midgets into combat today to increase accuracy on the late-night bombing runs and ground assaults. They are also trying to develop midget-sized planes that would be undetectable by radar. These ideas are incredibly controversial, as some believe that if midgets ever revolted, they would be unstoppable. If this were to happen, we humans could go extinct, much like the elves. As this issue continues to grow larger and larger, however, the tiny midgets do not. Dude! What the fuck? I don't. For real, dude? Like, that is the best answer to ever be given on any question ever. Can we say that, please? Obviously, it's a joke. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a fact. Or maybe it's fake news provided by Fox News because they're fake. I love that answer. It's so good to me. Private contractors for the U.S. military are trying to deploy midgets into combat. And the midget-sized planes would be undetectable by radar. I'm assuming because they're so small. Oh, shit. That is the most fucked up Yahoo answer of the week. I hope you enjoyed that. Because it only goes downhill from here, guys. Have you guys seen this fucking dove shit? They're in trouble. It's actually really fucked up. And we're going to talk about it on Columbus Day. Because Columbus was a fucking monster. I hope you guys know that. This dude, we should not celebrate this man. Straight up. He was a fucking monster. He just raped, like, the women here when he got here. He would have, like, the Native Americans or whatever you want to... I don't know, indigenous people, I don't know, they're calling it Indigenous Day now, but he would have them go find gold for him, and if they didn't bring him enough gold, he'd cut their fucking hands off. Hey man, relax, they were here first. I mean, the whole idea, you know, I think of this land, their land, our land, it is fucking stupid, it's a patch of dirt. When you break it down, we're on this flying circle, this fucking globe, whatever. Not I call it a globe. No, we're on a sphere, and we're just flying through space. Don't know what the fuck we're doing. We can't control it. We're just flying. I can't believe I call it a globe. I was thinking about globes. That's why, because they're so fucking stupid. Globes are so dumb, man. Don't get a globe, Luke. I'm talking to you. Throw that thing out. But, yeah, man, he was a bad dude. Just killed kids and, like, women, raped them, killed the dudes. For what? Fucking some dirt. That's a monster is what we call it. Anyway, back to Dove. I don't know how I got into that. It's like an ad for their soap. And the ad is a black girl with a brown shirt on. And then apparently she uses the soap, and after she uses the soap, she pulls the shirt off, and it's a white girl wearing a white shirt saying, like, Dove cleans you. But the only message I'm getting from this is that black people are somehow dirty, and if you use Dove soap, you'll turn into a clean white chick. The white chick, too, that they use, the black girl is actually pretty. The white chick looks like she's albino or something. She's like a ginger. It's just like creepy. So, for sure, change it, okay? Okay, Dove? Because no time for that bullshit, motherfucker. So, just change it, okay? What else we got today? Oh, yeah, dude. So I saw this, speaking of commercials, I saw this Wrangler jeans commercial, and they're Wrangler. The new commercial is like super apocalyptic, like shit's blowing up, and it's like real dirty and fire and explosions, and it goes... Wrangler jeans are ready for anything. Are you? Really? Wrangler jeans are ready for anything? How about nuclear warfare? Are they going to survive that? What if I take those jeans and I throw them into a fire? And then I piss on them and throw them back in the fire? Yeah, doesn't make sense, but are they ready for that? Look, man, I know you got Brett Favre out there slanging slant routes in your jeans saying, real comfortable jeans. Go back to that. Real comfortable jeans. What was wrong with that? They're real comfortable in their jeans. Ready for anything? Come on, Wrangler. And I didn't wear your jeans to begin with, but now, definitely not. Because it's false claims. So change it. Okay? Good. Ready for anything. Oh yeah, guys? What if I take scissors to them and just cut them up into little pieces? Were the jeans ready for that? Huh? What if I wanted to go play in the mud? Are they... Now, I'm a 23-year-old man. I'm not going to play in the mud anytime soon. But what if I did? What if I said, hey, Wrangler, I'm going to run these jeans over and do a burnout on them. They ready for that? Didn't think so. Don't say it. Change it, okay? Good. What else we got? Ooh. Okay. How fucking lame. I gotta think. I can't even think of the word. I was gonna say CUDA, because I've been listening to Chris D'Elia's podcast hard. And, how fucking lame is Trump? He tweeted, what did he tweet? He tweeted, like, at Pence, like, if the Colts kneel, just leave. Knowing that they were going to kneel. So, you flew to Indianapolis to watch a football game. Then they kneeled and you left. You knew they were going to kneel. You fucking pussy. Who the fuck cares? Why does Trump care so much about them kneeling when we got the fucking rocket man trying to shoot his bottle rockets off that he can't get across the ocean? Huh? Isn't there more important shit to worry about than these guys kneeling for the flag or for the national anthem to protest police brutality, which doesn't even make sense because... not that it doesn't make sense, but... I would say majority of the people don't know what they're protesting. I've had a lot of people ask me, what are they even protesting? There's police brutality, but you wouldn't know it. I just feel like there's a better way to get their point across. Look, again, it doesn't bother me that they kneel. It's not hurting. It's not affecting my personal life. Is it affecting your personal life? No, didn't think so. So don't do that. Don't get triggered about this. I had at work a guy come into work and talking about the Browns, talking about Hugh Jackson sucks, whatever. Like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I agree. Then he goes, these fucking assholes kneeling for the flag. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't really bother me, you know? And he's like, it should. He's an older guy. And I go, well, it doesn't. And he's like, well, how old are you? And I was like, 23. And he goes, well, that's why you don't care. And I said, well, what does my age have to do with it, right? And he goes, you're young. You just don't understand. And I said, no, I understand. I understand why they're doing it. I don't agree with it. Does it bother my life? No. Why is it bothering you so much? Like, it shouldn't bother you that much. Hey, man, open your eyes. You're 50. Times are changing, okay? Fucking, like, oh, man. That's like the old guys that are like, oh, don't celebrate touchdown dances. It's your job to play football. Did you listen to what you just fucking said, man? It's your job to play football. All that is entertainment. All football is entertainment. If you're a coach, you're coaching the entertainers. Ooh, what? Is that even a word, entertainers? Yeah, it is. If you're a coach, that's all you're doing. Look, I play football. The life lesson thing, I mean, yeah, cool. You learn discipline. That's about it. and you learn to work out. I didn't take much away from football. It's entertainment. It's fun to play, and it's fun to watch for some people. I don't really like watching football, but for you to get so mad at somebody dancing after they score, after they run past this line, that's all they're doing. They're running down the field. They make it into the certain section, and they get points, and they celebrate. Hey, man, not a big deal. It's fun. It's fun to watch. Cam Newton dabbing all over the place, handing footballs to kids. When Chad Johnson played, his touchdown dances, or Terrell Owens. Like, that is some of the shit that people remember, okay? Like, take it down a notch, old guys. It's not that big of a deal. As it's not that big of a deal with them protesting. Oh, yeah, and he used this argument, too. I forgot about this. He said, because I work at GNC, he said, that would be the same thing as if you were protesting GNC and wore a Vitamin Shop t-shirt to work. He's like, they would fire you. And I said, it's not the same thing, man. How is that the same thing? That's me promoting our competition. How is that the same thing? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it just wasn't. His argument had so many holes in it. And I don't. My voice is so high right now. I don't know what's going on. yeah, I don't know. It just. It really, really got to me. You know? That this dude just made it such a big deal. And then, what was I saying? How did I get on this? Oh, fucking Trump told the dude to leave the stadium if they kneeled, knowing they were going to kneel. Is there... So fucking dumb. Hey, if you go to the baseball game and they throw that first pitch, get the fuck out of there. We don't have time for this shit. What? You know they're going to do it. Yeah, well, I'm going to tweet. What? Another thing. I don't want to be like political, but why does our president tweet so much? And he tweets the haters. I'm going to try and tweet him so that I get some recognition. That should be the goal, is to get him to tweet back. But I'm going to use the hashtag this, that, and those. That'll be fun. By the way, guys, I got the podcast on another, I totally forgot about this too. I got on another website. It's called Podknife. It's podknife.com. I put the link in my Twitter. I retweeted them. But yeah, you just search either John Thozeski or this, that, and those. I'm on there too. If you guys leave reviews on iTunes or Podbean or this new Podknife, I'll read the reviews on here as long as they're good. Yeah. Because I have control of this. You know, if you guys say some shitty shit, you guys want to be assholes, twat faces, you lick my whole asshole. How about that? How about that? Lick my whole asshole. How about that? As lazy as I can say it, lick my whole asshole. How about that? Well, John, what were you saying? Oh, yeah. YOLO. YOLO. Brian wanted me to talk about YOLO. You know, you only live once. Hey, man, no shit. And people justify, like, the stupidest shit by saying YOLO. They're like, hey, I'm going to jump off this roof into that kiddie pool. YOLO. Yeah, YOLO. So why are you doing that, dumb? Fuck all the bitches, no condoms, YOLO. Hey, man, don't do that. Taking all this dick, YOLO. Hey, girl, how about you don't do that? Don't take all that dick, because then no one's going to want you. Same with the guys. You just go slanging that dick all over town. The other girls hear about it, and they don't want you. At least that's what they tell their friends. drive by. YOLO. Hey man, don't do drive-bys. That's a bad call. What else do people say when they say YOLO? Take a shot. YOLO. No, yo. No, yo. No, YOLO. No, yo. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying these weird sounds with my mouth, and I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. You know? Because we're in a cult. If you guys don't like the cult, there's only one way out. And you're not going to like it. So just stay with us. Stay in the cult. I should make t-shirts, like pocket t-shirts, and on the front say T3, like this, that, and those, and then on the back, cult life. Cult life. People are going to give me, and you guys, because you guys are all going to wear them. You don't think you're going to, but you will. You will. And people are going to give you dirty looks, and when they give you dirty looks, say, see you later. Or ask them if they want to join the cult. That's another thing you could do, you know? Yo, how about fucking Mighty Mouse this weekend, by the way? I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to call this. He fucking went to suplex and turned it into an armbar as he was falling to the ground and then tapped him. Greatest move in UFC history by the greatest fighter in UFC history. If you had any doubt who was like the best pound for pound fighter, that fight by Mighty Mouse ended any discussion. He basically did a flying armbar. He went to suplex and then went full spider monkey on this dude's arm and was about to break it, about to bend it backwards. Speaking of breaks, you guys see Odell Beckham's fucking ankle? They fractured his ankle. Gross. His ankle turned all the way around. I retweeted that. Go check it out. Retweet it. I don't know. Oh yeah. Me and my buddy were talking about, me and Dan actually, we were talking about this today. Or I brought it up. I don't know how the fuck we got on this. Autographs. How fucked are you if you charge somebody? Let's actually just think of the idea of this. Look, I have autograph of Tony Hinchcliffe because he's one of my favorite comics. But I mean, I don't know. I got this before I started thinking about it. A fucking autograph. Somebody is writing their name on a piece of paper or poster or the memorabilia, and charging you for that. They're charging you to do something that you get taught, like the first thing you get taught in school. Write your fucking name. Write your name. That'll be $40. For you to write your name on this piece of paper? Thanks. Thanks. I'm good. Just say it real lazy. Thanks. I'm good. Don't pay people for an autograph is all I'm trying to say. Okay? It's just such a fucking dumb idea. Like, just really think about it at its core, what you're doing. You're paying somebody to write their name down for you. Guys, I have the worst heartburn today. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But whatever. I'm going to keep going for you guys. You know? I don't know what you want me to talk about. How about, okay, how about this? Cultural appropriation. Because I've been seeing this way more than I need to. Culture appropriation. It's basic. My uncle actually said it the best way. I explained what it was to him because he didn't know what it was. And he just said, oh, so like a poser? Yeah, exactly. You're posing as a different culture. Like, if anybody besides, this is what they claim, okay? Like a lot of black people claim that dreads are a black thing. So if, like, anybody else has black or dreads, I mean, did you guys hear that shit? If anybody else has dreads, that's culture appropriation. It's fucking, like, shit coming out the fucking garage. We doing a garage cast, baby. But first off, dreads don't come from black culture. It's not black culture, okay? I hate to break this to you guys. This kid actually tweeted. He was like, I had to shut him down real quick. He said, I hate when I see white guys with cornrows or dreads or a do-rag, which I agree, a do-rag. But I said, well, why? He said, because braids and do-rag just look silly and dreads are black culture kind of thing. Well, there's two ideas of where. I thought it was pretty solid that it was from the Vikings. But there's like two other ones, which neither are African American or African, not even from Africa. The one is from India, like Shiva and his followers. That's like what most people think is that people of Indian descent like started it as a religious thing. But then the other one is the Romans said that the Celts, the Celtic had hair like snakes, which is dreads. You know, you see a dread, it kind of looks like a snake. So neither of those are black culture. So let's stop saying that, please. I don't want to keep shutting you guys down. It's not you guys, black people, like you guys, everybody, because cultural appropriation is the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard. If I want to wear something that makes me feel good, I'm going to wear it because I fucking like it, okay? I had this problem when I was in, like, high school. I had, like skateboarding shoes and, like, a skate t-shirt. And this kid was like, dude, you don't even skate. Why are you wearing that shit? And I was like, because I fucking like the way it looks. How about, is that not a good enough reason? That these shoes make me feel like I look good and the t-shirt, I like the graphic on it. Is that big of a deal to you? Because if it is, get a job. Get captured. Get on my face. Because I don't want to deal with that shit. Get out of my face. Also with food, if anybody ever tells me cultural appropriation with food, I'm going to smack them and then have him lick my asshole. I'm gonna have him lick my ass. Most people think like burritos, Mexican, right? Well, rice, mainly Asian. Tomatoes, all over the place. Cows, you know, like steak, right? They're from India. Chickens, Asia. So burritos are really like a melting pot of culture. So you like burritos? You like sharing different cultures? You like culture appropriation? We should call it culture sharing. Because that's what we do. That's the way the best shit happens too. Dude, yeah, culture appropriation. Fuck you, dude. Stop. Or this happened at a college. People told kids that they couldn't make sushi because they were white. Get fucked. Seriously, go get captured by somebody. Get captured. Look, I'm bald, but if I had hair, I would do some ridiculous shit. I would definitely have braids or something just because people want to talk shit about it. Or dreads. Dude, I would have the fucking best dreads you've ever seen. Let your freak flag fly, right? Wear what makes you happy. Eat what tastes good. And screw anyone that says otherwise. Seriously. You say, if you have a problem with any of that shit, you are what's wrong with the world. If you have a problem with somebody wearing something or eating something or fucking, if somebody is gay and you have a problem against gay people, you're the problem. Sorry. People that like hate on other races, you're the problem. Sorry. Not sorry. Okay. See ya. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I want to talk about this, too. Cause I posted some kind of, on Snapchat, Papa Tuzeski, follow me, add me. Filters. If you have a Snapchat filter on your fucking profile picture or your, like, avatar picture, whatever they call it, Avi, whatever. If that's, if you have that stupid fucking rose crown on, unfriend me. I was going to say something much more mean. But unfriend me. Like, or when girls have a filter on in every picture, that is a dirty trick that you're pulling. And you know it. You know it's so dirty. It's a dirty trick. I don't want to get catfished. I got catfished one time. It was a nightmare. I got catfished twice, actually. Man, thank goodness for Jake. He saved my ass one time. Twice, actually. Jake saved my ass twice. The Muffin Man. Like... Or like that bumblebee, filter. Oh my god, how cute, you bumblebee? Buzz see ya. You bumblebee? Buzz on out of here. you got that big mouth filter? Cute. Goodbye. Look, post the pictures. Just don't make them the picture that represents. That's the picture representing you. You 12? No? Cool. Don't be a cartoon. Oh, you know what else sucks? The people that they don't have a picture on Facebook, they have a fucking video. You know what I'm talking about? They have like that 7-second, 10-second video. Oh, puke. Puke. Especially the couples that have that shit. Have a picture. Look, I have a picture with my girlfriend. I don't have a video of me kissing her so everybody can see that. Puke. That was me puking all over the microphone. Fuck. I gotta get a new microphone. Look, unless you're 12, don't. Where do you guys get off with the flower crown? Or the big mouth, the big eyes. Just stop it. Oh, God, the puppy one. Remember? Oh, man. Look. I see actually more than one. There's so many girls that have the fucking puppy filter on the, like their IG like in like picture. Hey, you dog? You want me to hump your leg? No? Cool. Don't do it. Are you kidding me? The caption. I wrote the caption down because it was so bizarre. Bitch, I'm a dog. D-A-W-G. Are you kidding? You kidding, right? You know what's worse than that? it had a lot of likes, like triple digits, like over 100, like over 200. Bitch, I'm a dog. You're getting likes because your ass is showing, not because you're a dog. I promise. And the guys that like it, man, you guys will do anything to get some attention, won't you? That's like the girls that post those Saraha messages that I tell you guys to leave me, but you don't because you guys are assholes. Fucking assholes. Oh my God, you guys suck. Just kidding, love you. But they'll post that. They'll say, swipe up, ask me anything, answering all questions. Answering anything is a bold statement that you know is going to attract a lot of creepy guys. And the guys ask all sexual stuff. It's like, because they're like posting like swipe up and it's like a picture of their ass or like they're wearing lingerie or something. It's like, how you could get mad at a dude for asking if you want to do anal? Hello? Double standard much? Guys really are creepy though. I'm not going to get this. I'm not going to blame this one on the chicks. Like, a while ago, I my friend let me use her phone, like, and I went on her Tinder. That's so creepy. I Googled because I wanted to get an example for you guys of real Tinder messages. Forgot about this. I wrote these down. You're welcome. You welks. This dude messaged this chick and said, "You have nice skin." She didn't reply. A day later, replied, "I'd love to wear it as a onesie." Hey man, don't say that. Don't go Buffalo Bill on this girl. And tell her she has nice skin, you'd like to wear it as a onesie. Huh, what? Go get a onesie from Walmart. They have adult onesies. You don't gotta wear someone's skin. You don't gotta be creepy. Don't be so creepy. Then another one. "You coming over tonight?" The girl says no. Puts the thumbs up emoji. Days later. "Do you like cum? Do you like cum? Do you like cum?" All separate messages. Hey man, don't do that either. You're creepy. Say goodbye. Okay? See ya. Not in the cult. You post weird shit like that, you're not in my cult. Another one, "Can I lock you in my basement?" No. No, you can't. That's not funny. "Can I lock you in my basement?" Who says that shit? You know who says it? Serial killers. You serial killer? You lock people up in basements. Next one. Oh, this is actually funny. "Man, I must have been hammered when I yesed you." Hey, asshole. Don't say that. That's just rude. "Hey, I must have been hammered when I yesed you." Super funny. Don't say it. Kinda mean. Okay? So don't. Don't be creepy, guys. If you're like a normal human and just like have a normal conversation, girls on Tinder will message you back. Just don't be so creepy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what else to talk. I don't think there's anything else going on. I'm sure there is, but I don't know. Because I'm only one man, right? Oh, dude, I met this guy at GNC, this older guy. I got his number, so I'm going to try to have him on. His story is fucking nuts. He has a crazy story. For sure, rate me on iTunes and shit, and leave reviews, because it would seriously help me out a lot. I would really, really, really appreciate it if you guys could do that. And like, if you guys have like a friend or something that you could just have them, they don't even have to listen, just have them like review it and shit, because like I said, it would really, really help me out. I would appreciate it a lot. So if you guys could do that, thank you so much. If not, you're still listening. If you listened this far and you heard that, thank you anyway, because you listened. But it would really, really help me out, because I'm trying to I kind of want to try to do this and grow it and see where it goes, you know? So, yeah, that'd be sweet. I'm about to go watch the Indians. I got to shower, get some food, put some air in my tires because they're a little bit low. So I'm going to get out of here. Get out of your hair because your hair's so nappy like buckwheat. Okay. Yeah, that was Lil Wayne that said that. That's a quote from Lil Wayne, Lil Wheezy. Wheezy F Baby and the F ain't for flaw. Okay, so I'll see you later. Love you. Welcome to the cult if you're a first-time listener. And tweet me and share this shit, motherfuckers. Dan and Sternick still have to go. I gotta check the download and shit for JC and Luke. But thank you for listening. And I hope you guys have a great night. Until next time, peace.